Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. As we head into the next legislative session, State Senator Ben Kiefhaber will be here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Jill Derby, Allison Galdon, and Robin Reedy. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge. Help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're always pleased to welcome back to the program State Senator Ben Kiefhaber. A pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
Let's talk about the makeup of the legislature, because, you know, you and I have had this discussion on the program before about people talking about institutional knowledge going away, and you were quite strong in your thoughts when you came on, I think, the last time or time before last, that, you know, that a lot of you freshman legislators had a lot of good ideas, and that this was not going to be a problem for the civil state. As you have seen yet another round of new people coming into the legislature, what are your thoughts about that and how this next session is going to be?
Well, it's a unique challenge, but I don't think it's one that we're unable to meet. Nationally, it's an issue. I'd heard a statistic that more than half of legislators across the country are going to have fewer than 4 years of service. And, you know, so it's an issue that's not unique to Nevada, but it's also something that we're going to be able to rise up and meet. This idea that because all of these long-term, long-standing members of the Nevada legislature are moving on means that, you know, the world's going to end, or we're not going to be able to meet the challenges that face us now as a state. I just don't think that's accurate. There's a loss, and I don't want to, you know, understate that. There's a loss of that institutional knowledge, and that's something that we have to reach out and try to fill in other ways, but it's something that's possible and something that we're going to have to do, frankly. That's what we're elected to do, and the people deserve it.
In terms of leadership, it seems like a very comfortable group is now in leadership positions on both sides of the aisle.
I think so.
Both houses.
I think so. I think, you know, there are new leaders, you know, in both caucuses, in both chambers. I think we all get along well in terms of the entire body. The legislative leaders all get along well. Senator Roberson and Senator Dennis are very good in the Senate. You've got Marilyn Kirkpatrick and Pat Hickey in the Assembly, and I think that these are four individuals who are going to be able to work together to get things done for our state. I don't think that there are those sort of adversarial personalities that we've seen in recent years, and I'm very optimistic that we're going to have a productive session.
When you look at what's going on with Grover Norquist, who is basically being beaten about the head over his no news taxes pledge, and a lot of people on a national level are saying, hey, you know, if we signed something 40 years ago, it doesn't mean to say that it's going to apply today. You know, I might have been in favor of the, you know, war against Japan, but that's irrelevant in the modern day. Do you get the sense that there's a change in the legislature of where we're going to see more of a bipartisan look at things rather than just everybody sticking to the party lines?
Well, I think there will be a bipartisan look, and I think traditionally we have had that in the Nevada legislature. When it comes to tax issues, you know, I think that you're going to continue to see Republicans be strong defenders of the private sector, of businesses in this state, and as a caucus, the Republican Senate caucus is going to do that. We're going to be looking out for business interests to ensure that jobs are created and our economy thrives. But to say that we're going to ascribe to a hardline philosophy on taxes and say we're not willing to discuss tax reform, that's something that's not happening. I've never signed the tax pledge, didn't sign it before my election, and I think the reason for that is that you need to look at a comprehensive set of circumstances when you walk into a legislative session, and last session was a perfect example of that. When the Supreme Court issued its decision in the Clean Water Coalition case, the circumstances had changed dramatically, and I think it was reasonable to go back and look at something like extending the sunset sets to continue to meet the needs of this state. So something like the taxpayer protection pledge and what Grover Norquist advocates is something that may be good and well for some people. It's not my cup of tea, and I think that the majority of the people in the state Senate are not of that ilk either.
Are you comfortable with the settlements that the state has made through the governor's office with Washoe and Clark counties?
In terms of the property tax taking
yes.
that was done, you know, I think that that's probably a good deal. I'd like to see a little bit more, I think, transparency in the negotiations in terms of what happened, but what's coming back to me seems like a fair deal for the state. We're going to get some critical infrastructure done in both Washoe County and Clark County. As a result of it, so I think that is probably a good settlement on both sides.
I wondered about that. Why would you go that route in terms of not giving cash, but giving infrastructure? Is there a budget deal here that I'm missing out on?
I don't think so.
I think
I think it's something that there was an identified need, and it was a reasonable opportunity for the state to help fill that need in those local communities. So,
and we had the funding already?
It was my understanding is that it was available, and it was an easier way to use it than to dip into a general fund and try to dig out some cash that may not be there.
How does you look at this going forward? I mean, if the state had a major financial need again, mm-hmm. Are these types of things all off the table now of sweeping local funds?
Well, you know, we as a legislature control the tax structure, so we can always go in and designate a new tax revenue to help, you know, fill a budget hole if that's the issue. Reallocating existing dollars, you know, may not be the road that we can go, but you know, manipulating the structure to generate new revenue is always an option for the state. You know, we are a strong legislative state. There's no home rule over that. Those types of issues.
Do you see as you know, the economic forum comes in with lower numbers than previously expected in terms of revenue, although it's covered by the governor's actions already with the sunset taxes. Do you see this being an easier session because there won't be a lot of excess money? Because isn't it usual that when there's extra money, that's where the big fights come in?
Well, it may be a big fight over how to spend the little bit of extra money that may be available. I think the economic forum projections, when you add them to extending the sunsets, are going to pretty much cover the state's needs at a baseline, at a flat level, with some additional roll-ups from Medicaid and some other, you know, categorical roll-ups that happen as a part of the budget process. Really, the fighting starts over what happens if you've got a few million dollars extra here and there, and you have, you know, 63 people with their own ideas of how to spend that money. So my hope is that we're going to be able to get through a lot of those big ticket items pretty quickly, and then we're going to figure out how to backfill potentially some of the things that we've had to cut in recent years.
All right, let's take a break. More with State Senator Ben Kiekhaefer when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Ben Kiekhefer. You were formerly in your employment was with the Department of Health and Human Services, so you have a great deal of expertise in at least understanding how all of this works.
Enough to be dangerous.
Obamacare, Medicaid expansion. First of all, do you think the governor is going to go down that route? It seems like he's holding off making a decision, but it sounds like the state of the state is coming up on us very fast, and that's a great place to make that announcement. Where do you think he's going to go with that?
You know, I don't want to predict what the governor's going to do. I haven't seen the final, you know, budget numbers in terms of what it's penciled out at, in terms of the state cost for that expansion. So I wouldn't want to project on what the governor's
position
is. All right,
but take that aside then, and I'll get you off the hook there. But knowing the need in this state, would you want to see, personally, a Medicaid expansion? And especially as the federal government, at least for the first few years, is covering 100% of it, and then it goes to 90% of it.
You know, I'm leaning towards supporting an expansion of Medicaid. I think that it's a good deal in the way that it's structured now. And I think that that's critical. The way that it's structured now will provide 90% of the medical costs being funded by the federal government. In eternity under the existing law. The question is, can the federal government really sustain that if it ever gets serious about reducing the federal deficit? So as we potentially implement an expansion of the Medicaid population for childless adults, then I think we need to consider what some of those long-term ramifications are going to be, and maybe we put something in like a sunset if that federal reimbursement rate ever drops below 90%. Perhaps we put in some cost sharing for those who are newly eligible as we try to entice people to become more actively engaged in their healthcare choices. So I think that there are a lot of issues circulating around it, but I do believe that expanding the coverage is probably a good direction for the state to go. That's obviously without seeing those final numbers and being able to adequately evaluate the return on investment. But I think that bringing those federal dollars back into the state of Nevada to reinvest in our healthcare system and our healthcare infrastructure is important. We're underfunded in that area right now. It's an area of significant need for the state, and I'm prepared to support it under the right circumstances.
And isn't it, in a way, economic development?
It is. There are significant dollars that are going to come into the state, into this critical area of our economy. So there are jobs that are associated with it. There's additional return on state dollars that go to the feds to come back. One of the reasons that we have such a low rate of federal return for tax dollars in Nevada is because we don't have a real robust Medicaid program. So if we expand that program, we will see additional economic activity in the state, which we obviously need.
Dr. Thomas Schwenk is going to be on this program on December the 10th. We've already taped the program, and he was talking on the program about expanding facilities in Las Vegas because they don't have the same kind of educational facilities as they do in Northern Nevada, in Southern Nevada, at a cost of around $200 million. It has not come before the legislature yet, but what's your first thoughts on that?
Well, you know, we really need to envision the medical school as a statewide institution, and enhancing the educational capacity in Las Vegas and the clinical capacity in Northern Nevada, as Dr. Schwenk has talked about, is, I think, an important direction for us to go. Evaluating the cost and you know, making long-term plans to achieve that goal is something we need to develop, but I think Dr. Schwenk is doing an excellent job leading the institution, and I have faith that he knows what he's doing in that arena.
As part of Obamacare, there's going to be some sort of board or committee that's going to make decisions about what things are covered and what things aren't. Mm-hmm. Once this board is appointed, the governor really doesn't have any control over it, does he?
In terms of the...
Of what things will be covered and what things won't.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, what's going to happen is that as you get into an exchange type of system, that exchange is going to be populated with private health care plans. There are standards for what plans are going to qualify, but those are really minimum standards, not necessarily maximum standards. I mean, there is a tax if you go above some of those standards, but for individuals who are going to be purchasing health care through the health insurance exchange, they're going to have an array of private health insurance plans to choose from that will best meet their needs. When it comes to Medicaid, we already do that. You know, we already decide what is going to be covered under a Medicaid plan, and that's something that we as a legislature occasionally change every couple of years, so, you know, maybe we're the panel that decides how we ration health care. But I don't think that there's a massive change at the state level about how what gets covered under these public health care plans.
All right, and that's where we've got to leave it. I will see you in Carson City.
All right, looking forward to it.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Shop at Grocery Outlet first because their prices are up to 50% less than what you'll find at regular stores.
But wait, there's more.
Shop here first and you'll always find more bargains.
But wait, there's more.
Amazing deals on big name brands in every aisle.
But wait, there's more.
Everyone gets a unicorn.
What? No, they don't.
Grocery Outlet, bargain market.
The holiday season can be stressful. How do you balance all your regular bills with the added expense of the holidays? Dollar Loan Center is here to help you through the season. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 in minutes. No application fees, no prepayment penalties, no checking account required. In person at one of our 75 locations or get funded online at don'tbebroke.com.
Not too long ago, this was considered state-of-the-art rug cleaning. Today, this is the state-of-the-art, and the only one to offer it in Northern Nevada is the Carpet Tender. Thanks to an incredibly powerful vacuum and dusting system, the amount of dirt removed by this system before actual washing begins is amazing. Nothing comes close to the Carpet Tender Rug Washing Plant. For unbeatable washing of all your area rugs, including Orientals, Navajos, and other heirloom rugs, call the Carpet Tender. Remember, it's the Carpet Tender, or something less.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I am back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Robin Reedy is here with Real Politics. She's the principal there. Jill Derby, former Nevada Democratic Party chair. And Allison Golden, vice president of Planned Parenthood. So there are new sheriffs in town at the legislature. And I think it's already making for some fascinating reading from what's been said over the last couple of days. Mo Dennis, who's going to be the majority leader in the state Senate, says he wants to see a review of the state tax structure right off the bat, not on day one, because that's all ceremonial, but by day two. This is a lot different from the last session.
I look forward, you know, sometimes we hear a lot of what they plan to do, and whether it comes out is always interesting. I would love to see them get to work right away, but before we start talking about any of those changes, let's talk about what government should be doing and shouldn't be doing.
And give us your opinions on those two things.
Well, you know, the Republicans are always talking about big government and limited government, and yet they never really define what big government's supposed to be or what limited government is. Where are we supposed to be going? And
these are your people.
But on the D side, they want to solve everyone's problems. So, you know, where in that continuum should government be, and then look at how to then fund it?
Ms. Derby, can this be accomplished in 4 months?
Well, we'll see. I mean, the last session didn't come out with very high marks for really making a difference and having conversations that are going to matter in Nevada. And I think there's a lot of pressure to do that this time.
But they came out on time, though.
And
they had no money.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, lots of challenges, but even that problem itself needed to be addressed. Hopefully they'll address it this time around.
And do you agree with Robin that the Republicans need to define their own structure?
Absolutely. And in terms of the Democrats working to solve problems, hey, I think that's a good thing.
Your thoughts, Allison?
I'd love to see it out of the box. Clearly, the strategy last session didn't work of holding, we're coming with a plan, we're coming, it's coming, it's coming, and then it fizzled, and we didn't have the votes, and so it didn't happen. So, you know, we need to have our tax structure figured out. It's not working. We need to figure out what our promises need to be and make them happen.
You know, some of the things that are being discussed by the Democrats are potentially a service tax. They say half the state economy is based on services. Lifting the constitutional cap on mining. Are those, you think, going anywhere with the Republicans, especially in the Senate?
Well, not just with the Republicans. Mining has a great lobbying power, so I'm not sure.
Really? I hadn't heard that.
I'm not sure that's going to happen. And, you know, a service tax, I do think that ends up hitting a lot of lower-income people on services. So,
yeah, I think a service tax is challenging. But the good news is we've got to address this problem. What everybody agrees on is that Nevada's tax base isn't working and that we've got to figure out new strategies. And that's the conversation that has to be had.
Do you think that?
I'm not sure everyone agrees that the tax base isn't working. I think what people want to see, and I'm just talking about the common taxpayer, is, you know, where are the efficiencies? What are we doing right? What are we doing that we shouldn't be doing? And get that level of where government should be before you start talking about the tax base.
Is that a philosophical discussion rather than a practical discussion?
I think it can be a practical discussion. There's, you know, Nevada ranks at the bottom five of any list that you don't want to be on. And we've heard that raising taxes is going, we have the lowest taxes already on business. We're in the top five of the lowest taxes in the country. So raising taxes isn't the issue. It's who are we taxing? What are we doing the taxes for, and where are we spending it? And the problem is there's no silver bullet. You can't just say this one thing is going to cure all of our problems.
Oh, and I absolutely agree with that. Everyone wants to do a soundbite on how to fix something mm-hmm. when it's not a soundbite. It's a lot of little things that add up to a bigger number.
Right. You know, I think one of the good things is what's going on in the national conversation about taxes has brought people's awareness around to what taxes do and the quality of life issues and education and et cetera. In new ways that hasn't been there before, and I think that's hopeful.
You know, it's kind of interesting because, you know, what is the public really saying at this point in time? They're hearing a lot of noise from the Congress, but they're not really, you know, I mean, this is the public thing. There's a private thing going on, which is the real deal that's going to happen. No?
you have to break through the noise to get people's attention. You know, so, you know, most people are just going on with their lives. They're taking their kids to school. They're doing all that. And it's always the really big things that break through and they hear. And then we somehow think that that's what everyone thinks and that's a mandate. I really think that it's just tough to get the word out on how to do this. If we show people that government knows how to be frugal and take care of business and be efficient with the money they have, I think people will be more willing to give more. But if they see it as a waste, everyone's going to have their hand covering their pocket.
Listen, I think we spent the last few years demonstrating that we can be frugal. I know in higher education and state agencies there's been a tremendous cuts and effort for efficiencies. I think we've made that case. And now we need to look at what Nevada needs to function well and to provide its citizens with a good quality of life.
Do you agree with that?
No, I don't think we've made the case. And I think there's lots of ways government can be more efficient, having come from 20 years in government, and I have seen some of the things that go on. But I also believe in good government, and there are areas in our government that they're very efficient, but I don't think education is one of them.
Okay, and the last word goes to Alice.
I think there are efficiencies. I think we've made some of the case. Have we made all of it? People want to invest in education. People want to invest in health care. People want to make sure that whatever taxes they are, they're fair.
Okay. And my most interesting thing out of all of this was Marilyn Kirkpatrick, who's going to be the next speaker, saying that she wants legislators to work till at least 10 o'clock at night, if not midnight.
Good
that
for her.
I wonder what time the bars will stay open till. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
During our holiday home sale, you'll find savings of 30, 40, even 70% throughout our showrooms. Plus, with payment in full, we're offering an extra 10% off all sale prices. This extraordinary offer is available on Drexel Heritage, Thomasville, Stickley, and many more collections. Imagine great savings throughout, plus an extra 10% off all sale prices. Find your favorite piece today at Ennis of Reno during our holiday home sale.
Ennis by Furniture.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
Don't miss JM Furniture's holiday specials with great gifts for home, family, and friends. Like your choice of these recliner specials starting at just $379 each. Or this leather match rocker or wall saver at just $549. This two-tone microfiber sectional with double recliners is only $1,399. And choose between these tables at just $129 each. With great holiday specials and 20% off all accessories, come and see us this holiday season at JM Furniture.
Ferguson Christmas Tree Farms is back for the holidays again this year. Since Ferguson Farms grows their own trees, they can sell directly to you. That means big savings. Ferguson offers Noble, Douglas, and Nordman firs, plus silver tips of all sizes at the lowest prices in town. At Ferguson's, you'll find beautiful standing trees as low as $19.95 and no tree over $39.99 up to 8 feet. Ferguson Christmas Tree Farms, located next to Jiffy Lube at 6050 South Virginia in Reno.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, a man with a lot of knowledge of education in the Silver State, Pedro Martinez, will be here. He's the superintendent of the Washington County School District. We'll see you on the next broadcast.